This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
I'll tell you what gets my goat is when, and this happens specifically at service stations, well, mostly at service stations actually, is certain retail outlets, namely WH Smith's and Burger King, hiking their prices up because they've got you, you're in a situation where there's no alternative other than to buy what they're selling.
You're stuck.
So like, if you buy a Whopper on a high street, for example, I don't know the exact price, but let's just say, for want of a better price, £3.50. If you buy one at a service station, you're looking at about £6. Out of order. Petrol, the same. £1.10 a litre in Sainsbury's. You go to a service station where you've got no, you can't drive somewhere else. They know the whole reason you've pulled in for petrol at a service station on the M6 is because you forgot to fill up when you had the opportunity to buy it at a reasonable price. So it's about 40p more a litre to buy it at a certain... That should be illegal. You know they're having one charger only for mobile phones now?
Yeah, I told you that.
Oh, sorry, mate. I hate that as well, when people tell you things that you've told them.
Right, they've got the universal chargers coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. I'm not moaning about that. I'm saying that should be there should be a cap on what people are allowed to charge.
There should be a cap on. I mean, this is the problem, right? This is the problem with basically life, is the people making the rules don't have to suffer what we suffer. I've always thought this, like the idea that you have to call up, you know, I have problems with my Wi-Fi. You have to call up broadband. You have to call up Sky or BT. Or sometimes if you have to call your bank or your mortgage loan and you get put on hold and you get on put on hold for like 20 minutes, half an hour. The reason that that is allowed to go ahead is because the Prime Minister doesn't actually have to experience that themselves. That's what it is. Boris Johnson has never been put on hold. So it's not a problem. And it's not a problem.
Excellent, excellent merchandise opportunity that. Boris Johnson has never been put on hold t-shirts. Love that. I could see that being the hit t-shirt of next year's Glastonbury.
It's true, right? That difference in a Burger King on the high street and a Burger King in at like, what is it?
Wherever. Yeah, motorway service station.
Yeah, he doesn't, that's not a problem to him. So it doesn't. So these things are allowed to continue. If the Prime Minister, for some reason, we lived in a strange universe where the Prime Minister was having financial difficulties, it would be him going, "What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here? It's £3 cheaper down my local."
Do you reckon Boris Johnson eats Burger King?
Definitely.
Do you think so? What do you reckon he has?
What's that one? What's that one? The big meaty one. The double, what's that? Zinger, zinger, woo, woo. Zinger, zinger. the cowboy, the naughty cowboy.
Have a large naughty cowboy and fries, please. The naughty cowboy. What a great name for a gay bar.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
I thought you were going to say, what a great name for a gay burger.
Well, yeah, I don't know quite what a gay burger entails.
But that's what the problem is. That's why that thing with the petrol's happening.
Sorry, can I just... Can I just say, the naughty cowboy is like, what's that place in Brighton that we used to end up on a Sunday night as the last place open? Is it Legends?
Legends.
Yeah, that sounds like a sort of like a gay bar in Northampton where it's the only place open at sort of 4 o'clock in the morning. Not that it would stop me going in there any other time of the day, but like, oh, fucking hell, mad night last night. Ended up in the naughty cowboy at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, because the toilet doors, you'd have those...
saloon bar doors.
Saloon bar doors. And like there'd be a testicle on each one.
Okay.
No?
You've gone too far. So, Boris Johnson and Burger King, let's get this back in the real world.
Okay. But this is the problem. This is what it is they don't have to endure the pain that we endure. Do you think if for a sec the Prime Minister was on hold, he'd be going, what the fuck is this? They're meant to be servicing me, and I'm the one on fucking hold. We can't have this. Ban this now. Ban Matt, whoever. Dominic Cummings, get here. Ban this. I've been on hold for fucking 25 minutes.
That is the problem with being the little man.
And I'm starving. Get me a naughty cowboy. Yeah.
I had, which I'm sure I mentioned to you at length, but like last year, I drove into London twice, totally unaware of the ULEZ, the ultra low emission zone, which is a new thing that's come into place, which currently is where the congestion charge is. And it's for diesel cars that are over 5 years old, basically. You have to pay £12.50 to drive into central London. I didn't know this. There's a little sign at the side of the road, which I just completely didn't see. And I got two fines, £80 each. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. So I contested it and came back saying, no, this is, you have to pay these. I'm like, I didn't know about this. So I actually went to a tribunal. I'm like, I didn't know about this. So they sent me through, bearing in mind this is a kind of ecological drive to try and save the planet. They sent me through two packs of the same information, which was about 85 sheets of A4 paper. I had to go into London and still it got overturned. There was anyway, but my point is, you just can't win those. They have the court and they're going, I didn't know, I don't live in London. And they're going, well, there was advertising campaigns on like all of the London radio stations, there was billboards in London. I'm like, going, I don't live in London.
Yes. But that couldn't be your excuse if you went abroad. And it did something that was... Well, you can't... It'd be like
if you went abroad, you just wouldn't bother paying it, would you? Just come home.
No, but with another law, like you can't go abroad and then just start going, I don't know, I'm from England.
I had a loan car the other day and the bloke was way too candid about the legalities of it. And he said, I mean, we ask that you bring it back, but people take the piss. He said someone dumped one in Poland once and there was actually nothing legally we could do. And I'm like, you've just sown that seed in my head. I mean, I wanted my... I wanted my car back, which was the only thing that did actually stop me from doing it. But he was just like, yeah, bloke just went to Poland and just dumped it there. And there was nothing we could do.
What a strange thing to do.
Funny though, isn't it? Yeah. You believe what I've just done? Got a loan car from, whatever garage, dumped it in Poland.
Where have you been? Poland. It's weird.
How did you get back, though? Yes, W.H. Smiths are really bad with this. W.H. Smiths, I don't know how they're still in business. They are absolute scumbags. What they charge, there's certain things that they can't up and down the price on. Newspapers have the price printed on the front. They'll charge like $1.79 for a 750 bottle of spring water. And then they'll do a deal saying like, oh, two for the price of one. It's like, no, it's two for the price of... Or one for the... Hold on. I'm getting confused in the thing there. Yeah.
Point well made, Paul.
It's not two for the price of one. It's normally one for the price of two. So what you are actually doing by saying we'll give you two for the price of one is you're giving me two for the price of what two would be, and I only fucking want one. I've now got about two bottles of water around with me all day. It's an absolute inconvenience.
But if you know this, why don't you prepare...
And that's not an exaggeration, by the way. It is literally £1.79 for a less than a litre bottle of Buxton Spring in WH Smith's.
And then why do you keep saying spring water? Who says spring water? It's just water. Brand,
Buxton Spring.
I've never heard someone call water spring water. We've got some spring water. No, it wasn't water.
You've never heard anyone call it spring water?
No, I know it's called spring water, but
how
I've never
know?
Heard anyone...
You've never heard it called it. I call bullshit.
Who says spring water?
Me. Deal with
fine.
It.
Fine. You should be more... If you know this and you're getting caught at service stations, why don't you just make a packed lunch?
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
When was the
He's
last time?
Driving around the motorways of England with a packed lunch.
I hate eating in a car.
I have been virginity free for too long to be driving around with a packed lunch in my car.
There's nothing worse than seeing people just parked up eating. You can't make that not depressing. Parked up and eating is always depressing. If you're doing it, it's depressing. If you see someone else doing it, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Just parked up in your car, eating. It's so good.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you what else, and this is, and I think this is in line with that. Other people's packed lunches. Oh, what? God.
What do you mean, other people's packed lunches?
They're just grim. You know, sort of someone pulls out. It's like a real window into their, I was going to say soul, but that's a bit extreme. But you just sort of, it's quite, it's personal, isn't it? It's sort of like you open it up, they've got their apple. It says a lot about a person.
I've never seen a packed lunch and thought, oh, I wish I could have some of that.
Apart from my old friend Nick. He was at sixth form. I wasn't at sixth form, but I was friends with him at that time. And his mum used to make deli quality sandwiches, which he used to sell and not buy bags of the money. I mean, like mayonnaise with lemon and pepper in them. And this is in the 90s, man. That shit wasn't readily available then.
Do you know what I thought?
Delis were from out of space.
Yes. It's like, who? Do you know what I always think? Who buys those sandwiches in local newsagents? Like, I understand if you're buying a sandwich from Pret or like Tesco's Express or Sainsbury's Local. But you get to like a corner shop and there are those sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't know who's made this. Have you made this? Has someone else made this? And they just put like...
And they're always like, they've got like a branding on there, like Trundle's Farm. And it's like, they were not made on a farm. They were made in a tyre factory that had a bit of excess space in the corner.
I always think, who's made... Do you not think the...
That's not chicken in there. That is dyed rubber.
I thought it was them that's made it. Like the shopkeeper.
Well, I'm sure in some cases it is. But like usually it's... Yeah, it's just some like... farm you've never heard of. And it's, no. You've got to be fucking hungry to eat one of those sandwiches.
It's never been that desperate that I've had a corner shop sandwich.
I mean, I can't...
A corner shop, anything, actually. You know, like, have you ever found yourself in a desperate situation where you've got to buy corner shop cheese?
Good name for a band. Although there is already corner shop, so...
The corner shop cheese.
Yeah, corner shop cheese. Yeah, no.
Had a great night. We went to see the corner shop cheese and then we went to Burger King for a hungry
cowboy.
Corner
shop wine.
Corner shop wine. What is the corner shop? It's just full of it. It's straight because we're so used to Tesco's and Sainsbury's now.
All
it's sort of sad in a way.
Just oddly, just conversely, then you'll just occasionally get one corner shop that has incredible stuff in it. I used to live in Walthamstow, and there was a spa there that had won like local shop of the year. It had a pizzeria in the corner that was run by these two Italian brothers that was exceptional.
What are you doing? You're doing that with your fingers. You've got all the time. It's an exception.
A bit of European flair, you know.
You have got no European flair.
Bullshit. I have, on more than one occasion, been a good handful of times, been mistaken as a local when I've been abroad in Spain, France.
Fuck off. What are you talking about? How is that
the European style? I speak the French, or, you know, I speak it well. I speak like a...
Go on.
Je m'appelle Paul. Ça va?
Okay.
It's okay. All right.
It was okay. I don't think I would necessarily think...
It's the little kind of bits in between that kind of make it... I kind of really get into it, but yeah. See, I'll tell you what, a French corner shop, whole different story. Baguette, nice wine, good cheese, you know? People oddly can sort of prop up, have a beer and sort of smoke while they're in there, which is a